Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us is our man on the scene, Jerry Coleman. What's up, Coleman?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, Jerry, don't ask me about any injuries.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a big preseason game, Rob and Ed, and you wouldn't want to divulge any information that could be tactical for your opponent tonight. Because the preseason matters so much. But I'm going to rule out Alex Lewis, Austin Howard. I'm also going to rule out Joe Flacco tonight and Marlon Humphrey, even though Dr. Harbaugh won't.
And now, does anybody have any idea what's wrong with Marlon Humphrey? I know he didn't answer, but, I mean, has there anyone been talking about what kind of injury it is?
We believe, Ed, it was a hamstring. It's unconfirmed right now. Probably is serious for the coach to be so reluctant to answer a rather simple question about the condition of his first-round draft pick who's missed five straight practices. So that's what we believe it is.
I mean, you were there. Was he on the bike at all? Was he doing anything? Because, I mean, when I was at Jets camp, Matt Forte was out there stretching on the bike. He was in uniform. Wasn't practicing, but he was, you know, he was training on the field. Was Humphrey out there at all?
I did not see him at all, and that's why we asked. It's like, where's your first-round pick? He hasn't been around. Is he going to play or not? I don't understand if you can't tell the fans whether or not, you know, the starting cornerback or quarterback is going to be out there for a preseason game where they're paying nearly full-season prices to see this, and I think they would want to know. I mean, we're asking on behalf of the fans and just trying to be the conduit to you know, relay the information. Rashad Perryman's probably not going to play tonight either, but he wouldn't say it.
And what's his injury? I mean, what's a tweak? Is it the
hamstring?
I know he had a hamstring, but what's a tweak?
Exactly. It's undefined by the coach, and I'm not going to ask these type of questions once we get into the regular season. I understand where he's coming from, but again, it's a preseason, and we want to know, especially with these first-round picks over the years and his predictions being off base. That's why he's been so tentative, but maybe the trainer can give him some type of indication, because when they say Joe Flacco is going to be out a week and we're past a week again, it looks kind of foolish.
So not that important for you to know, is it?
Yeah, that's what he says. It's not that important for you to know. Here with Jerry Coleman, our man on the scene, as the Ravens get ready to take on the Washington Redskins tonight. Jerry, you've been out there. What questions do you want answered tonight?
Well, I want to see how the offensive line holds up. Obviously, we still don't know about Austin Howard. He's a big mystery. It's probably his shoulder that's keeping him out. I would presume, guys, that he passed his conditioning test and physical, but the shoulder's just not right. That's just an educated guess on my part, and that's why, again, they're being very quiet about that situation, because they've given this guy a lot of money up front. So I want to see how the offensive line holds up against the pass rush of the Redskins. I want to see which wide receivers establish themselves. There's a couple of undrafted rookies who are going to be out there. Quincy Adebayo. I'm trying to get that right. Adeboy Joe is his last name.
Well, Adeboy Joe.
Adeboy Joe. Adeboy Joe. That's right. Quincy. We'll just call him Quincy. And the easier said, Tim White, both undrafted wide receivers. And they will be prominently displayed during the preseason. So will Keenan Reynolds. I want to see what the former Navy midshipman can do now in his second season. He's shown improvement over the summer, needs to carry that. Also, what is Terrence West going to do at running back? Interested in seeing that as well. And see if Ryan Mallett can complete some passes to his wide receivers and not the other team like he's been doing in practice.
Jerry, I assume Judon's going to line up in the first team opposite Suggs, but I've heard a lot of good things about Tim Williams. What did you think of the play of both those guys, Judon and Williams?
That's another guy I want to see tonight is Tim Williams. Judon obviously will be out there for a little bit, but Tyus Bowser will see a lot of time behind him there at the linebacker position. But Tim Williams, if he's on the field with Kirk Cousins, I'd like to see him against the Redskins' first-team offense, if that's possible. That will be an interesting matchup, because I have to tell you, in practice, he has been beating the offensive linemen of the Ravens. And I'm talking about Ronnie Stanley at times, Ryan Jensen at other times. So This is a guy that obviously fell in the draft because of some baggage he had off the field and has come in with a real chip on his shoulder and played very well. But the coaches want to see how this goes, you know, in a game situation. You can be great during practice. We've seen a lot of guys be summer sensations. Now it's time to carry it over into a game situation.
Jerry Coleman joining us right now. Jerry, I guess if you – I'm not waiting to a regular season game, but just keep it in perspective. How important is this game number one for some of these players on this Ravens team?
Well, I think it's important to maintain their jobs and just prove to the coaches that they made improvements. I think that's important. I don't think the outcome is important. I know the Ravens.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm not saying wins and losses.
They went 4-0 last year, Rob, right. They started off nicely, but it ended up 8-8. So I don't know how significant it was. I mean, we've seen the Patriots, I think, go winless in the preseason and go on to the Super Bowl. But for John Harbaugh, as he said, he likes to win every preseason game, so he's going to try and win if possible. But he's going to do it with precautions because, just like in practice, I mean, they really have been holding a lot of these starters back at times because they've been dropping like flies. And I think we're going to see probably very little, if at all, some of these veteran starters like a Marshall Yonder or Terrell Suggs tonight.
Hey, Jerry, you've been covering the team for a long time. We all got to camp and watched them. How do you feel about this team as you go to the first preseason game from what you've seen so far versus years prior?
Not that comfortable because of the rash of injuries, Ed. I mean, we've had like six guys already go down here in the first week and a half for various reasons. Some have retired. Some have been hit by injuries just by lifting weights. So it's not one thing, constant thing, that is keeping these guys down. But they're suffering injuries at some key positions, quarterback, cornerback. Obviously, with the offensive line, they need everyone as healthy as possible. So that's yet to be determined how this team is going to fare because we don't know what the full allotment looks like healthy. So that's very, very concerning right now is trying to keep these guys healthy. But I have to tell you, the defense has looked very good in practice. So I'm very anxious to see how they look as a unit tonight against a team in a different uniform.
Jerry Coleman, thanks a lot, my man.
All right, guys.
All right. Thanks, Jerry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.